We'll call our case for this afternoon. This is in the matter of the Nevada Rules of Practice Civil Procedure Rule 58E, Administrative Docket Number 04888. In Carson City, we have myself, Chief Justice Gibbons, Justice Douglas, Justice Sade, and Justice Hardesty. In Las Vegas, at the RJC by video conference, we have Justice Pickering. Justices Cherry and Perger are not here, but they will participate in the decision of this case. So, Judge Weller, if you could approach the podium here. And first of all, thank you for filing this petition. Why don't you tell us about the background on it? And also, we're interested to what extent it's been vetted with, like, the District Judges Association, any family law benchmark, or anybody else that you may have dealt with, because we've not received any comments on it, positive or negative. So if you could let us know that, we'd appreciate it.
Chief Justice and Justices, thank you for having me. I came because I'd never witnessed this type of proceeding before. The need for this is that in Washoe County, 70% of the people who appear in family court have no lawyers, and they don't do notice of entry of judgment usually. I just had a case that was decided by a panel of this court where a fellow moved to set aside a divorce decree establishing alimony 12 years after it had been established, and the case needed to be resolved on the merits and needed to come to this court because it was timely, because there was no notice of entry, and of course notice of entry triggers many time frames in litigation. This ADKT was discussed not this year but last year at a meeting of the District Court Judges Association, and the room, there wasn't a specific vote, but by acclamation, the organization supported this. It's been discussed at a bench bar meeting in Washoe County, and that's as far as it's been vetted.
Okay. Has it been, although, of course, the family division judges, such as yourself, are all District Court judges, a member of the Nevada District Judges Association, has there been any specific discussions with, like, the family division judges in Washoe County and Clark County about it?
There has been discussion in Washoe County at a judges meeting, and no one objects to this change in Washoe County. And the only discussion I've had with Clark County judges was at the District Court Judges Association meeting in 2013.
Great. Okay. Thank you. Questions from any justices about the proposed rule? Judge, anything else you'd like to add to for our benefit?
Just that in many cases, this would be very useful. In many, less than half of the cases that are out there, the thousands that we decide every year, is there notice of entry, and so the time frames stay open indefinitely.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Great. Justice Pickering, did you have any questions?
Has there been any discussion among the District Judges Association or anyone else, Judge Weller, about whether with electronic filing we even need notice of entry of judgment? It's an historical sort of a relic of making sure that everybody got served with the judgment or the appealable order. The federal rules don't have that separate requirement, and I wondered whether there was any discussion that perhaps we might want to consider doing away with it altogether.
I've not had that discussion. I think it's an interesting idea. This proposal was limited just to the family division and just allows somebody else to give notice, but I agree that there are some things in the rules, like a clerk's default, for example, that you have to wonder about why, what is the continuing utility of these things. I suppose.
Right. I'm very appreciative of you bringing this to our attention, because I can imagine what a difficulty it must be with pro se litigants, and what to them would probably make no sense.
All right. Thank you.
Great. Okay, Judge, if there's nothing else, we will take this under submission. Just for your information, since we have two justices that will be participating who are not here today, we'll need to conference with them at our next en banc conference. And Justice Douglas, is something to add?
Just a question. You indicated that the impetus to this is because of the large filing of pro se litigants. And I guess as I was sitting here, it ran through my mind, even though at one point we try not to treat pro ses different from litigants who are represented by counsel, but I'm wondering whether we use judgments or entry of judgments, should we not be providing a notice to those individuals that their time for appeal starts upon the receipt of this notice? That's the concern.
In fact, we do. Our forms in our self-help center tell people about the significance of notice of entry and even include a form for giving notice of entry, but they don't figure it out. They're not as impressed by the existence of the rules of civil procedure as lawyers are.
You're being kind.
Okay, if there's no other comments, we'll go ahead and take this matter under submission, and we'll be in recess to the next call of the court.
Thank you.